show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. Show me the way to the next whiskey bar.
That's why he's the man picking out the music. Scott Sorum.
Big Doors fan.
Huge
Doors fan.
Highly applicable.
So I am aware of this tune.
Ah, very good. We're talking with Michael Pink and also Jake Severson. They're going to be appearing at the famed Whiskey A Go Go coming up in March. And yes, there is no E in whiskey, okay? But congratulations. Holy smokes. This is a big coup for you two.
Yeah, it's kind of came as a shock, you know. We had this West Coast spin kind of planned, and you know, we thought maybe we would, you know, step into some shows along the way, kind of almost by accident, to make the trip a little more interesting. And all of a sudden, Jake's father Jerry comes at me with the news that, oh, I got you guys a show at the Whiskey A Go Go, you know, and I was like, you know, it's one of those things where it almost took somebody that, you know, like wasn't, you know, in involved in the music to like just go at it like that. He, you know, because I would have never thought to solicit the whiskey. You know, I'd probably think, you know, well, let's try for, you know, let's start at the first level first, get to the seventh level, you know, considerably later. But it, yeah, he sent them an email and he set it up. So yeah, yep.
Tell us about the setup, Jake.
Well, my dad was there in 1965. He ran away there to go see his sweetheart, high school sweetheart, and he was out there. He said he could be out in out on the whiskey. You know, he was outside Whiskey A Go Go, sorry, Mike. What was he talking about?
He
was outside Whiskey A Go Go.
He sent them an email. He sent them an email and just kind of, you know, well, he introduced us. And,
well, he was too young to go inside there.
Yeah, he was too young to go inside, and he said, "It's funny, I was too young to go inside, but not too young to go and fight for my country." So
yeah, he's a Vietnam vet.
So. Yeah, so he went off to Vietnam and served his country and.
Yep.
Yeah, so he'll be they'll let him in this time. Yeah, which they very well should. Yeah. Yep.
So the Whiskey A Go Go, by the way, just celebrated its 50th anniversary, so there's even a bigger coup. You can help them celebrate their 50 years in the biz out there.
Yeah.
And but there have been some phenomenal, unbelievable acts, as you just heard the Doors. Who else has shared that stage, the one that you're going to be on?
So many people, but Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin,
Led Zeppelin, Flying Breeder Brothers is also one of our
T-Rex.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And I think, although it's before your time, obviously, I think Johnny Rivers, I think his first album was live from the Whiskey A Go Go.
That was actually, yeah, the early days when they actually had the cage dancers, and that was the big.
Oh, they're gone?
They are gone now, yeah.
They'd be a lot older these days.
Yeah. There's a few they actually forgot to let out during their...
A life sentence?
Yeah, yeah. A few famous ghosts.
Well, now, tell us what the show is going to be. I mean, what when you get up there at 7:15 on March the 21st, was it? What are we going to see?
Well, it's just... it's going to be like we always do, but... it's going to be concentrated on original material. And, Jake here plays the pedal steel, and I myself will be manning the six-string cowboy guitar. And I'm just going to play our songs and play them.
Got about 30 minutes, I believe, opening for this band called Wildcat Strike, I think. Or
yeah.
Some
Salt Lake guys.
Yeah. So I'm forgive me because I don't has Jake how long have you been with Mike?
We met, I don't know, like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah.
Have you been playing together that long? I know you do solo acts and bands, Mike, but
I kind of have a few different arrangements.
I probably started playing pedal steel for you back last April. I think that was probably the first time. It was at John Alexander's, I think.
I don't know. And now it feels it added so much, you know, to have the steel guitar and, you know, with my songs and mm-hmm. So that's the way we've been doing it.
Pedal steel, by the way, is a horribly difficult instrument to play, isn't it?
Yeah, it's easier than it looks, I think. But it's I don't know. For me, I guess it's not too bad.
I remember the old days when it was just a steel guitar. You just had the little thing laying in front of you.
Senior,
They've added pedals, obviously, since then. Is that what I
understand? Yeah, I could play like a 55, 57 Showbud. I don't think they'll make those anymore. I think they quit and discontinued those in the 70s. But it's got three pedals, no knee levers, some kind of limited. Most pedal steels probably have maybe three pedals and knee levers and stuff. I've got no knee levers, so I'm very limited. I can't move my knee. I don't look very good up there when I'm playing it either. I just kind of sit there staring down, because like the guitar is sexy, but the pedal steel is not. So maybe that's why it's not so popular. But
it's the size of a, how big is it?
I don't know. Maybe, I don't know, probably two and a half feet.
And then you have like a slide guitar.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You have a bar that you go across.
Yep.
The,
yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's for great. Some of the fun. Because I imagine you just don't see that instrument around much anymore. Do you?
No, I've seen Diane Miller has, he plays pedal, her boyfriend, I believe, Tom Johnson, I think, plays pedal steel a little bit, but that's the only one I...
Oh, does he? Because, see, I've seen him once.
I don't think he's too regular.
I've seen him play the dobro.
Okay.
In that way, but I don't think I've seen him with the pedal steel, but I don't go to all their shows. But,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen him once, but that's about it. That's the only one.
Jake had a knack for it right away, though, and it, as much as he'll be modest about it, it is a difficult instrument to play, and I turned him on to the Flying Burrito Brothers a while back. And Sneaky Pete, who actually is...
He's my only influence.
Yeah, he's excellent. Yeah. He played on so many records, too.
Yeah. Everyone tells me Robert... who's that? Robert Randolph.
Yeah.
But I've never been too turned on to him. He doesn't really... I don't know. It sounds like... He's like to call him the Hendrix of the pedal steel. I've never been too big on him. But that's just my...
Wow. What have your friends been saying?
Oh,
because you just made the announcement like what, 2 days ago?
Yeah, on Facebook? Racked up like 80 likes, man.
Well, it's interesting. People are like, how did this, like, what? What? How did this come to be, everybody's really happy for it, and we're just going to go out there and play them like we always play them.
Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to ask you, because I'm sure folks will remember, you've got this, you've became friends with this legendary songwriter who lives out in Montana.
Yes, sir.
And I want to ask if you've been in touch with him, and if you have, what he's thinking about this. We'll be back with Michael Pink and also Jake Severson. They're going to be appearing at the Whiskey A Go-Go March the 21st in front of Wildcat Strike. Here in right now, a little Johnny Rivers for you on KFGO. Yeah, she's been on stage at the Whiskey A Go-Go a few times in her day when she was still around. Janis Joplin. Well, we're talking right now about Michael Pink. He is going to be on stage and doing his thing March the 21st at the Whiskey A Go-Go in Hollywood, California. Is it actually in Hollywood?
Yes, it is.
Okay, yep. On Sunset Strip.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Oh, man. I wish I could go. I'd love to see that.
Come on out, Bob.
Maybe I can get a travel voucher.
I think that would
if they could send McFeely to Frisco, they can send me to Hollywood, couldn't they?
Wouldn't that be a great night to take Nighttime Live on the road?
There you go.
Oh, my God, yes.
Media.
Oh. Peter, I'm coming up and see you tomorrow, okay? Or general manager.
Either that or we're both calling in sick that night, and it'll be a coincidence.
Shh. Now, we have on previous times, Michael, that you've been on the show, we've talked about this a man that has befriended you, who is a big songwriter of country music. He's Greek, so I cannot pronounce his last name. Not even going to try. But he goes by the name of Kostas.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and it's not Bob Kostas; it's with a K. And you guys have been keeping in touch with each other and working on some stuff. Have you told him yet you're going to be at the Whiskey A Go-Go?
You know, with everything kind of hitting at the same time, I've just been so busy getting everything ready and all the arrangements and the contracts and everything that I've yet to tell him. So I'm going to be dropping that on him probably either tonight or tomorrow. And I don't know. I might he's got a lot of friends out in L.A. and in Santa Barbara and just all along the coast. I might see if he wouldn't mind coming out there. But we do have plans, or I would say loose plans, to shoot up there the very next night. Yeah, so to
1,100 miles
to Montana, yeah,
to play a show with him at the Country Corner, which is where I play. I've played a few times with Costas out there.
That's kind of like a little, like you say, he's a big songwriter, but is that like a little bar or something? I mean, it's not very big, right?
Yeah, it's literally what it sounds like. It's just this little cafe, you know, that serves a really great prime rib, and you know, that's kind of how it is around there, though. He actually lives in Bellevue.
Okay.
But it's, or is that the town? Am I losing my mind?
Well, that could be a different different connotation, Bellevue, for some people.
No, yeah. That's
I think that's a hospital in New York someplace.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I'm trying to think. What is it? Well, I don't know. Nevertheless, he...
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, whatever the little town attached to Bozeman is. So he kind of lives on the outskirts. And, yeah, he just... I don't know. He plays little shows out there. You know, the first time I ever saw Costas, it was actually on Eat Street, is what they call it. It was like the main drag in Bozeman, and he was playing at the Eagles Club with, of course, a bunch of great, you know, guitar slingers up there. He's got like his session guys out there. So, but he's, yeah, he just keeps it easy out there.
How did he like his stop in Fargo, by the way? He came out here once, didn't he?
Yeah, he liked it a lot, you know, but he was plagued by a pretty wicked cold the whole time. And it was also very cold. I think it was February. And so a couple hindrances there. But he enjoyed his time. You know, we went to the OB and grabbed a burger before the show. And he wasn't here that long.
There was some talk about you guys going down to Nashville for a couple of days too, wasn't there?
Yeah, that's kind of just like an open-ended thing. You know, I mean, he's throwing some things, you know, on the table, you know, that... You know, but right now it's just about me finishing up my songs, you know. Mm-hmm. I've kind of been riding on these old ones for a while and sitting with a lot of new ideas that I've been handling with velvet gloves, if you will. Just, you know, you get a good idea and sometimes you take it a little too carefully. So I'm just kind of finishing up some of those new ones and those are the ones I think that are going to kind of make me, I don't know, just put me where I need to be as far as, you know,
Superstar.
Yeah, oh yes. These are hits.
But in all fairness to the folks who may not remember the last time, I think it was either the last time you were here or the time before, you said you were in kind of a block. I think you hadn't written a song for quite some time, but now the idea is all of a sudden, you know, here they are popping in your head again, and you're doing some fresh stuff. So it's got to be kind of refreshing.
Absolutely. You know. Things get stale after a while, and I mean, in a sense, I'm always writing. You know, every day I'll come up with like three different ideas or melodies or this and that or concepts. Finishing a song is another thing, and which has always been really difficult for me. Like right now, I probably have, I don't know, maybe 10 new ones finished, and I have maybe like 30 and 40 more that just need like that one extra bridge or intro or outro or whatever. That's always kind of how I've operated, though, you know.
So you write all this down, all the notes, you've got everything written right out then, or do you do all this from memory?
All of it from memory. And it's kind of a test too, you know, and I can't read music and I, you know, barely know the chords on the fretboard, as Jake well knows. Sometimes it's discouraging. It's like, put your fingers here, put your fingers there. It's
teach you well.
Yeah. But you know, it's all from memory. And I remember John Lennon saying, the test, you know, if you stay up late writing a song, you wake up in the morning and you can remember it. You can remember the melody. You can remember the things, and that's kind of the test, you know. And I execute that kind of out of laziness sometimes, and just if I can remember it, then I'll work on it. And if I can't, then it must not have been that good, right?
Is it you solo on your writing, or does Jake help out, or anybody else help out, or is it all strictly you?
Strictly
Michael.
I've never done any co-writing. Yeah, you know, I've had offers and things like that. But Jake did lay a pretty sweet little guitar lick down on one of my new songs, and I couldn't have done it better myself. I was just like, he came up with this really great lead line, and I'm gonna use it. So you'll be hearing that.
Oh, super. Yeah. Hey, by the way, when you have posted, have you got some on iTunes now?
I do not have iTunes up just because I want to wait for the new stuff, you know. If you go onto my Bandcamp site, you can find my old stuff. And by old stuff, I mean, you know, stuff I was writing when I was living in the country out, you know, South Dakota and then in Minneapolis for a while. So, but...
What the heck was I looking at the other day then? I thought it was iTunes.
It's a bit...
Oh, no, it's Bandcamp. Yep, you're right.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yep, so, yeah, people can go there and listen and, you know...
Sealed, Rusted, True, still the big one people like to hear?
You know, it is, and that and What Hurts. But then again, you know, it's... Everybody's got their one, you know, that they'll shout out or something, you know, and hopefully I remember it well enough to accommodate them.
Or you don't shout out there, I don't do requests.
No, I always appreciate a request. As long as I know it, well, I can still appreciate it, and I'll be damned if I don't try to play it.
Yeah. Well, you do some great stuff, man. And Jake, it's good seeing you again, too. Now, you guys, when are you heading out?
When are we leaving? Like the official...
I mean, I know it's a couple months yet, but I mean, but you
we're spend out some a couple time days. Out there. We might try to camp on the beach, I think.
So. Yeah.
Oh, a living hell. Okay, yeah. Well, how far is that from the beach? Sunset.
I know so little about the area. I've never been out west before. You know, Bob, I've never seen the ocean.
Yeah, it's gonna be, man, quite exciting.
It'll be great.
Yeah. Well, I saw it once. It's not that big a deal.
Yeah.
But some people who walk down the beaches, they're worth looking at.
Oh, that's great. Well, you know, I'm always into meeting interesting characters.
If you know what I mean.
Well, you go downtown Fargo, you'll find some characters too.
Between that and now, do you have any gigs coming up between now and then that you want to plug?
Let me think. I might be doing one at Rhombus Guys in Fargo. My good friend Jonathan has been setting some things up. I just played the one up in Grand Forks, which was excellent. You know, it was one of the best shows I've had for a long time. Other than that, I can't think of anything I have going on, to be quite honest with you. I'm just kind of, I've just kind of taken a step back from playing around here, you know, just to finish up my songs and get them recorded and start getting serious.
MichaelPink.bandcamp.com. You can check out the music there. Facebook page too?
Yeah, Facebook, you know, there's a band page on there too, an artist page, but the Bandcamp is superior, I believe. You can just, it's so easy to listen on there. Mm-hmm.
You know what this song means, don't you?
I am the Lizard King.
This is the end. We have to go.
That's great.
Have a great night, everybody. And I want to report after you guys get back, okay?
You got it.
This is the Mighty 790 KFGO Fargo, 9 o'clock.